My name is Karina, and I'm an intern here at church this year. And if we haven't met before and you wonder why my English sounds a bit weird, that is because I'm from Austria and English is not my first language. So sometimes words don't sound like they should sound and some grammar gets confused, but I hope you understand everything I want to say today. Yeah, but before I start talking anyway, I want to give you a chance to talk to each other for a bit, because I would like you turn to one person next to you and that you share a situation from the last week or months you can think of where you felt fear or where you've been afraid of something. So where you felt fear or where you've been afraid of something. Find somebody to talk and I give you some minutes for that. Go. Okay. Thank you for sharing with each other. If you didn't have the chance to share your story yet, maybe you have a chance after the service. So, yeah, I couldn't hear all your stories, but I want to tell you a story where I was scared and where I felt fear. And the whole thing happened before Christmas, so it's already quite a while ago. And it happened in the morning because I woke up and the first thing I saw was this big, enormous spider on the wall opposite of my bed. And I'm really, really scared of spiders. And I didn't know what to do. So I'm living with a host family. So normally I would kill the spider with a gentle hit, but I thought, what is if it leaves an ugly stain on the wall? I don't want to do that. It's not my room, so I can't do that. I thought about getting a glass and like take the spider out with a piece of paper and glass and whatever. But I was too scared to do that. And also just taking the spider with my hand, this didn't work. So what I did in the end was sitting on my bed, staring at the spider till my hosts woke up and they rescued me. So yeah, that was a situation where I've been quite scared. So I'm scared of spiders. I'm also scared of big open bonfires. I'm really scared of that. I'm scared when I need an injection, I hope you call it like that, at the doctor's, yeah. And in general, going to the doctor's freaks me out. So that are all things I'm scared of. And if you've already heard the topic of today, we want to talk about fears and things we're scared of, but not about spiders and not about doctors, even if they're scary. I want to talk about fears that can hold us back from following God's will for our life. Fears that can hold us back from following God's will for our life. Yeah, because I believe that God has a really cool plan for every single one of us. When we read in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we see, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in us, prepared in advance for us to do." I read it again. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Quite cool, I think. God has this amazing plan for us, this good works, and He, the Almighty God, wants to use us to do these good works, and He has already prepared them. So when I hear that, I have the feeling I want to jump right in and do this good stuff. I mean, when God has prepared it, what can go wrong? But I've seen in my life that it's not always that easy. Because it is still our choice if we really want to do it. And sometimes these things seem really scary. When I was about to finish school in Austria, I started to realize that I shouldn't go to university straight away like I planned it, but God had another plan for me. And through different people and also through my own feelings, I felt that I should go to England on a gap year. I was really, really, really scared of doing that. One fear that I have that can be in the way of following God's plan is that I'm scared of talking to people I don't know and start conversations with them. And now I should go to England where I don't know anybody and I have to start conversations with people I don't know in another language. So that was really scary. And other things that scared me was like, how do I tell my family that my plans changed? Will they support me? And I won't have my friends and family close here. they will be in another country over the sea. And that were all things I was really scared of. And I felt really bad for being scared. I mean, when it's God's plan that I'm here, shouldn't I be embracing this plan? And shouldn't I be excited? And shouldn't I feel honored that God has this plan for me? Isn't it wrong to feel this fear? But something God has taught me over the last months is that it's not wrong to feel fear, but it's all about what we do with the fear. For a long time, I thought when you look into the Bible and you read about all these great and amazing people, I thought they were fearless. They must be fearless. Because why would God choose people to do his works when they're scared of doing it? Why would he do that? The only person in the Bible I knew who was scared was Jonah. And he's not a good example. If you don't know him, he was called to go to Nineveh and tell... And he should tell the people there that they are on the wrong way and that God is angry about them and he wants to destroy the city. And Jonah was scared and ran away. So he was swallowed by a big fish and God redirected him. So it seemed like, okay, when you fear something, something stupid like being swallowed by a fish will happen or whatever. So it's not a good example. But I realized after a time and when I took a closer look to different people in the Bible, that there are more people apart from Jonah who felt fear. For example, Moses. That's the guy who led the nation of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt. And when God told him that he should do that, Moses was scared. He said he can't do it because he can't speak in front of people. He was really scared of doing it. And there are other people as well, like Joshua. He was the guy who followed Moses leading the nation of Israel. And when he started and when he got this mission from God, God told Joshua 3 times, be strong and courageous. And I don't think he would need to hear that when he is already strong and courageous. I think he also felt fear. And there are other people like Gideon, Esther, and so many more where you just have to take a closer look and you see they felt fear. And what about Jesus? Jesus was the Son of God. He had authority over everything. He had the power over everything. He didn't feel fear, right? But again, when you take a closer look and you read in Matthew 26, that you read what is happening in the night before Jesus got crucified. And he knew that he's going to die. And he prayed to God. And he prayed that he doesn't have to die because he felt this fear. It said he felt sad, troubled, and sorrowful. Even Jesus, who had all authority, felt this big fear inside of him. So we read about all these people in the Bible who felt fear. But the point is that it didn't hold them back from following what God wanted them to do. They did the right thing. They didn't run away like Jonah, but they spoke with God about their worries, about their fears, and invited God into the situation. And we have the same choice. When we start to feel this fear and when we face something we're scared of, we could be like Jonah and just say, I don't want to do that. Or we can be like Jesus and we could pray and tell God, I don't want to do that. I don't feel able to do that. But if it's your will, then help me to do these good works you prepared for me. And I don't think that means that our fears go away from one moment to the other. At least it didn't happen. I still was scared when I came here. So maybe it's only me, but I think it's in general that even if we invite God into this, we still may feel fear. And we still have worries about what we should do. But God has an amazing promise for us when we read in Romans chapter 8, 14 to 16. It says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You didn't receive a spirit that makes you a slave to fear once again. Instead, you received the Holy Spirit who makes you God's child. By the Spirit's power, we call God Abba, Abba means Father. The Spirit himself joins with our spirit. Together they give witness that we are God's children. We are no longer slaves to fear. We are children of God. So even if we feel fear, fear doesn't have power over us. We're not paralyzed and can't do anything, but we're God's children and we can go forward in this promise. To end with, I want to give you three practical steps what you can do when you feel fear and when you know what you should do, but you feel scared to do it. We just want to look when Jesus felt this fear. What did he do? He did pray. And that is the first thing, the first step I want to give you. Pray about what you feel and tell God about your fear. He can handle it, even if it's his plan for you. And you tell him, I'm not really sure if I can do it, and I don't feel like I can do it. Just tell him. And we can learn another thing from Jesus. He invited his disciples to pray with him. They fell asleep, so again, that's not a good example, but still, it's good when you invite somebody to pray with you about your fear. So step one is pray. Step two, rest on God's promises. In general, I don't think that there is any reason to feel fear, because God has already won the fight we have to fight in this world. He has already won. And he gave us all these amazing promises you can find in the Bible that stand against the fears we have. So for example, when I look at my fear about starting conversations with people, one part of that fear is that I'm really worried about what people think about me when I go to them and start talking. So a promise that God gave me already that can help me with that is that I know that my identity is not based on what other people think about me, but what God thinks about me. And he thinks I'm valuable, I'm wonderful, and I can rest on this promise. And whenever I feel this fear of, oh, what do other people think about me, I can trust, or try to trust, that it's already enough that God loves me as I am. So find promises in the Bible that stand against your fear. And again, if you don't know what promise might help you, ask somebody who might have an idea. So step one, pray. Step two, rest on God's promises. And step three, have faith. Because I heard somewhere that the opposite of fear is not courage, but the opposite of fear is faith. Because, yeah, even if we feel we can't do that, and we feel fear to do whatever God calls us to do, when we have faith and still step out, God can do these amazing things through us, and he will never let us fall down. And sometimes it even gives God more space when we feel we can't do it, and trust God that he does the work. It gives him more space to do his amazing work. We just need to have faith and to go on. So these are the three steps I want to give you today. Pray, rest on God's promises, and have faith. And I don't know what you shared in the beginning, what fears you have. Maybe it was something like spiders and whatever, but maybe you already shared a fear that might be in the way of following God's plan. But in general, I just want that you think about it. Where am I afraid of doing God's good work? Where am I avoiding things that I should do because I'm scared? Think about it, pray about it, and then do something about it. Don't be a Jonah who runs away, but be a Jesus. Be like Jesus and face your fear and don't stand still. Because you're no longer a slave of your fear, but you're a child of God. And God has planned all these amazing good works that you should do. So just have faith and step out, and God will do the rest. Amen.